National Weather Service meteorologist Carol Christensen. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Well, Carol, finally, you're going to give us a break, right?
Yes.
Oh, good.
So it's a little chilly out there this morning. But the good news is, if you don't like cold, we have some warm weather coming in for the rest of the week. So we're just going to gradually warm up through the end of the week. And by the weekend, we're going to see high temperatures in the 20s.
Oh, my
God. I know. It'll seem downright balmy, won't it?
Yeah, when you start thinking of things around 15 to 20 is really nice. It tells you what you've been through. But I was reading something this morning. If I'm not mistaken, the coldest temperature recorded in Minnesota was at Tower in 1995 or 6.
96. Minus 60.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a pretty cold, very cold
winter. And that's
not
even counting the wind chill.
Right. Well, with temperatures that cold, you don't have much of a wind chill.
Really?
Because then that will allow the temperature to really drop. Because sometimes the wind actually helps keep temperatures up.
Oh, it
overnight.
Does.
Mm-hmm.
Why would that be?
It mixes the atmosphere up.
Oh, I get
yeah.
it. Sure. So you got that turnover thing going
right.
on. Right. Oh, okay.
Well, not always the case, but sometimes those really, really, really cold mornings, you don't have a heck of a lot of wind.
No, you just walk out and everything goes snap.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can live without that. Well, it does sound good. So into the weekend, huh? So how are we shaping up so far? It's been a cold week or so. We're not setting any records, though, are we?
No records. It's been cold, but not record-breaking cold.
Mm-hmm. Just
you know, a typical northern Minnesota cold snap.
Annoyingly cold.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, so that means that the skiers and the snowshoers at least can get out, but the snowmobilers are kind of a rough track to ride, I'm afraid. There's
yeah, not a lot
snow.
Of snow out there.
No. Well, is there any snow in the immediate forecast?
Not a lot. There's a couple little Canadian systems that'll be cruising through northern Minnesota, mm-hmm. maybe bring a little bit of snow here and there, but no big storms to bring substantial snow in the future, at least that we can see.
Well, the Bear Grease people made their decision yesterday, and it looks like that they're going to not start in Duluth, but because once you get two harbors and up, at least you've got enough snow. But I think, as you pointed out to me before we went on the air, there's a lot of hard crusted stuff underneath of the snow there is.
Yeah, that warm spell that we had.
Yeah.
Really did a number on our snowpack, and it's pretty much ice underneath a little bit of fluff of snow.
So that could be hard on doggy feet, I guess.
Yes.
Okay. Well, we've been speaking with Carol Christensen. She's a meteorologist at the National Weather Service in Duluth. Nice news, Carol. Hope it stays that way next week when I talk to you.
I hope so, too.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.